Stephen wants us like to get 3 points. Talk a little bit about the game.
Good to score. Good to score. Good to get the 3 points. You know, fantastic atmosphere. I thought the first half was one of the best first halves I've seen from Canada. But for some reason in the opening part of the second half we gave them too much space, too much room to play, especially in midfield. And they started to thread the ball between us. We had to try and make some adjustments. Settle down with about the last 15 minutes to go, and well, the rest is history now.
Questions, Gavin? Did you get the feeling into the second half that it was a lot like the Honduras game, that try as you might, a goal just wasn't going to happen?
I don't think so much of that at all. You know, I actually said that at halftime, if we keep playing that way, the goal will come. You know, but as I said, our midfield sort of lost its shape a little bit, was not pressing as uniform as they should have, and they gained confidence. I mean, they're a technically very good team.
Take us through the goal itself. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, you know, we always looking for those sort of opportunities to take advantage of any sort of disorganization, quick thinking on two players' part, and you get the goal. Right?
And tricky game tonight. Do you anticipate a physical game in Panama coming up?
Oh yeah.
Coach, what can you say about that Canadian defense? It just continues to shut teams down.
Collectively, it's not just the defense. It's good work by the midfield. The defense today, they got battered around. As you could see, two strikers that have good leaping ability. They can hold the ball up. They like to play little combinations. But we held our nerve. Defended with some intelligence, and we got the results, I think, because on the back of good defending.
Coach, did you feel a sense of payback, rematch, whatever happened in the Gold Cup?
No, history is history. I respect it, but that's it.
Neil in the back.
Stephen, it's just 3 points and you've got more games left, but do you feel that this really was an important step forward for your team, perhaps outside of this one game?
I guess, you know, you have 4 games, you have 12 points to play for, right? But you can't play one game before you play the other. Good, at times I didn't want us to be too anxious. I wanted us to be aware that if we get 3 points here, good. If you get 1 point, there's still a lot to play for. You have to look at it that way. It was important playing at home to sort of break that, I don't know, is the word hoodoo, and get the goal.
Stephen, earlier this week you talked about, you know, sometimes in the past your players have wanted it too much and have kind of maybe played out in not so positive results. What did you think of their composure today? And it is, you know, a very good result. So how do you keep them composed with the next 3 games going forward?
Well, I think we could only gain confidence from this because, I mean, let's not fool ourselves. Panama is a very good team, extremely organized. Technically, they play the ball well. They have one or two, maybe three individuals that can change a game at any moment. You saw two special moments in the game today. It didn't score for them, but you saw how quick they could change the game. So confidence that we could play with, you know, anybody in CONCACAF.
Steven, you went with pretty much the same lineup as the last game, but chose to start Simeon. Wonder if you could talk about it.
Well, Simeon and myself had a chat. He spent most of preseason playing wide right, and I had used him wide right. We talked about it. We talked around the idea of playing with two up front, but it's not something we're really comfortable with because the working relationship between the two, they're too similar. So, you know, I said, can you do the job? He said, definitely, boss. And he did the job.
Stephen, at 0-0 with about 50 minutes to go, did you consider going with two up top?
Well, not so much two on top as playing somebody off a little bit to try and exploit the space behind their midfield. But, you know, it was I think good because their two midfielders sat so deep, there was not much room to play in there. So maybe it was lucky I said no.
Gavin,
Steven, what did he happen to defend towards the end?
The guy came to get the ball. Of course, he went to get the ball, and according to the players, he stamped one of them. And, you know, emotions are running high. It's passion. It's what football is about. More handbags than anything else.
Philippe? One of the guys that came back, Bernier de Jong, used him. Have any of the players that you used as subs did enough to break the starting lineup for Tuesday?
I think it's the tactical thing. You know, it's a tactical thing. You know, you use players according to what you think you need to do. We brought on Bernier with the intention of solidifying the midfield again. I think Will was very concerned about, he got that yellow card for really nothing. And he started to play with too much caution. And I think that's why they got some space. So we brought Bernier on. He's smart. He pulled us back together very well. And then when they brought on Cooper, I thought it was essential to move Dwayne out of there and have Marcel, who is more inclined to defend better.
Over here.
Okay, Coach, what kind of atmosphere do you expect in Panama? Is it loud here?
Yeah, it'll be special for Panama.
In the back, and then a couple more.
Speak on zero breaking the goal scoring record for Canada.
You know what? I didn't even know that. I'm serious. I didn't know that. I mean, I heard some announcement. Everybody said rah, but you know, I think it's good for him that he broke the record. But as a coach, I don't care who scores.
You lost first, Anthony.
Even a couple of shaky moments there, Lars, in your defense two times in the second half. They weren't communicating. How are you guys going to rectify that going into Panama?
It happens. I mean, I'm sure you watch enough football. It happens. You know, they will go back, swear at each other a little bit, and they will sort it out. It happens.
One last one here from John.
Tactically going into Panama next week, same approach, or is it a little bit more cautious, or exactly what you did today?
Well, I don't expect Panama to change. They haven't changed in 4 years. So I do expect them to change. They're going to press forward. They're probably going to start Cooper. You know, they'll probably go more offensive right from the very beginning. So, I mean, there isn't much they can change. That was a very good lineup they put out today.
All right. Thanks. Before we'll just get the coach out. For those waiting for Panama, they'll be in next.
Ask me on the table if you want.
Yeah.